感谢主，今天我们正道的经文是罗马书第五章第一到十一节。我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主基督耶稣得与神相合，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站着的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。神的爱就在此向我们显明了。现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。不但如此，我们既借着我主基督耶稣得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into his grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, character, and character, hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
很高兴这一个洗礼的主日能够在这里跟大家一起来分享神的信息。
I'm very happy to share the messages from the Lord and in this such a lovely baptism days.
好，我们刚才读的罗马书第五章哈，第一句就是说你们既因信称义。
In the scripture that we just read from Romans chapter 5, the first verses, and he said, Therefore, since we have been justified through faith.
好，他说你们既因信称义，所以接下来要讲的是我们因信称义以后的事情。
So he said, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, and what we talk about after is after we've been justified through our faith.
我相信我们今天接受洗礼的八位弟兄姊妹，我们都是经过上过慕道班，而且至少上一次我们上过洗礼班，那我们对因信称义这一个概念是认识的 应该是比较清楚的。
I believe all the brothers and sisters who's going to get baptized today, you have been through the baptism class, you should understand the concept about justice through faith.
因为其实几乎每一次洗礼之前呢，都有一些弟兄姊妹挣扎，觉得我还不够好。那我们说你接受洗礼，你信主不是因为你够好了，而是正是因为你知道你不够好，所以你才接受了这一条因信称义的道路。
Normally it's before the baptism, many brothers and sisters will struggle. Am I not good enough to deserve God's love? However, we always tell them, it's not because you are good enough. Just because you know that you're not good enough, then you need the justification through faith. So you need the salvation from the Lord.
所以我们知道我们成为一个基督徒我们要悔改，但是我们要知道一点，悔改不是功劳，不是因为我悔改了所以神给了我恩典，而是因为神有恩典给你，所以你才有机会悔改。比较困难的翻译。
Sometimes it's easy to get lost when there's a long sentence to get translated, so I'll try my best. Can you please rephrase the words again? So sorry about that.
我们知道我们成为一个基督徒，我们要悔改。但是我们要知道，不是因为悔改神才把恩典给你，而是因为神把恩典给你了，你才有机会悔改，你的悔改才有意义。
Yeah, this is very important concept. That's why I try to remember again so that I can translate it properly. We know that being a Christian, we need to repent.However, it's not because we repent then we deserve the grace from the God. It is because the God have already given us the grace that we be able to repent so that we can receive his grace.
所以正是因为神的爱，神的赦免已经临到了，那我们的悔改才成了有意义的，我们才有这样的悔改的机会。
Because God already have prepared salvation, that He already prepared to forgive us, then our repentance means something.
那么在今天的第一节哈，他说我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督与神相合。
On the verses, chapter 5, verses 1, it said, Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
什么叫与神相合呢？
What do you mean we have peace with God?
这一段经文今天我们读的哈是有一部分是对我们现在所站的状况的描述非常的清晰啊。作为我们也许有一些朋友还没有信主，我们要知道我们现在在什么样的状况上啊。
In the scripture that we read today, it details describe that what we have been holding to situations.
在第六节哈，讲到我们还软弱的时候。
On the verses 6, it said, you see, at just the right timing when we were still powerless.
在第八节讲到基督在我们还做罪人的时候。为我们死。
On the verses 8 said, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
在第十节的时候讲到，因为我们做仇敌的时候。
On the verses 10 it said, when we were God's enemy.
所以在我们还没有信主之前，我们的状态是，我们是软弱的，我们是罪人，而且我们是神的仇敌。
Before we become a Christian, before we believe in the Lord, we were powerless, we were sinners, we were the enemy of God.
这个软弱是什么意思呢？
What do you mean powerless?
有人说我很强壮，我从来都不得病的。
Sometimes people say I'm very strong, I never get sick.
这个软弱不是指的我们肉身体上的软弱。
This powerless doesn't mean that your body is sick.
这个软弱指的是我们在神的律法面前的软弱。
The powerless means that we are powerless in front of God's law.
就像保罗的这个罗马书上写，他说立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
On the book of Romans, Paul also mentioned that even though I want to be to do good, to do God's good, however I can't do it.
在遵行神的话语上，我们是软弱的，我们想要好也做不到。
We are powerless when we try to obey God's, the Lord's commandment.
第二呢，说我们还做罪人的时候。
Second is that when we're still sinners.
我相信我们的基督徒的弟兄姊妹，我们都承认我们自己是罪人。
I believe all the Christians, all the brothers and sisters, you admitted that you are sinners.
但是有一样罪哈，我们要知道，其实在圣经上讲哈，只有在圣灵的感动下，你才认这一样罪。
There's one thing that in the scripture they said you only be inspired by the Holy Spirit that will be able to admit your sin.
因为主耶稣说圣灵来哈，要叫我们为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。It's in John chapter 16, verse 8.在约翰福音十六章第八节，他说：“圣灵来了，要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判自己，责备自己。”
In the book of John, chapter 16, when he come, he will convict the word of God in regards to sin and righteousness and judgment in regard to sin.
第九节，为罪是因为他们不信我。
In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me.
如果今天我们悔改的时候，我们觉得，哎呀，我不信主，这么多年不信主，这是我的罪了。这个是圣灵给你的感动。
When you repent and you said, for so long, and I denied the Lord, and this is actually inspired by the Holy Spirit.
这一个罪没有圣灵的光照，你不会去认的。
For this sort of sin, without the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you will never be able to admit it.
接下来我们说我们有三个状况，圣经刚才告诉我们的，我们是软弱的，我们是有罪的，第三个是我们是神的仇敌。
We described the three situations before we become a Christian. We were powerless, we were sinners, we are the enemy of the Lord.
我们是神的仇敌。
We are the enemy of the God. Of God.
我们要知道我们站在这个位置上。
We know we need to understand our position.
你知道你的敌人是多么你跟一个多么强大的上帝来为敌，这一个位置不是很舒服的。
It should not be comfortable if you are opposing the creators, our God.
我记得小的时候哈，我爸爸对我要求很严格，所以我每次考试没有考好的时候，老师说那个卷子要拿回去让爸爸，家长签字的时候，我都不敢回家。
I remember when I was a child, my father was very strict to me, and sometimes if I didn't get a good score in the exam, and the teachers always said you need to show your exams results to your father, and I'm always afraid to do that because I'm very scared.
我的家庭爸爸妈妈是很爱我的，我是家里最小的一个，但是在那个时候我就成了，我觉得那个家庭就成了一个我非常恐惧的地方，因为我一回去我爸爸就会非常的生气啊，就会骂我。
I know my parents loves me because I'm the youngest in the family. However, in those situations, when I didn't get a good academic results, when I need to face my parents, I'm actually very scared because I think my father or my parents will be very angry with me.
我就在想哈，当我爸爸，我知道他要生气的时候，我都会很害怕，我会在外面玩到很晚才回家，因为我害怕面对他的这个愤怒哈。那当我们知道我们与一位这样的上帝来作对的时候，我们不怕吗？我们需要去面对他的愤怒的时候，你内心有害怕吗？
I was very scared of my father because I think he'll be angry with me. So sometimes I was just wandering outside, don't want to go home. And what if so, that we are God's enemy, that we are against him, then how can we stand his wrath?
所以今天我们接受的是个好消息，是福音，就是因为我们借着主耶稣基督得与神相合了。我们不再是敌人了。
So today we receive the good news that with God's grace that we'll be able to reconcile with God, that we are not his enemy anymore.
好，第二节哈，第五章第二节，他说我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜地盼望神的荣耀。
And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our suffering.
所以 借着基督的恩典哈，我们不再是仇敌，不再害怕了。那我们进入到了这样的恩典当中，我们现在站在这里，而且欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
So through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
关于神的荣耀，在罗马书第八章里有比较详细的解释哈。
There's more scriptures about God's glory in chapter 8 in the book of Romans.
好，接下来第三节，他说不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Not only so, but we also rejoice in our suffering.
所以作为基督徒，从你一信主开始哈，圣经就教导我们进入神的国要经历许多的患难。
Being a Christian, the Bible always teaches, in order to get to the kingdom of God, we must, endure a lot of suffering.
神从来没有说过你在世上会万事顺利啊，什么，这个一切都顺心如意的。神没有这样的应许给我们。
God never promised that we will always be smooth in anything we do.
他反而说我们会经历许多患难。
Instead, he said, we actually will induce a lot of suffering.
这个患难是什么呢？我要跟大家分享一下。这个患难不是你的罪所带来的后果。
What's the suffering? I want to share with everybody. Suffering is not the consequence of the sin.
如果我去偷了东西，然后被警察抓住了，我说，哎呀，我在经历患难。不是这样的，这是因为我偷东西犯罪所应得的惩罚。这里讲的患难不是这个患难。
If I went to steal something, I was caught by the policeman, and I will be put in jail, and I'm suffer from that. And this is not the kind of suffering that the Bible is talking about here.
在这里讲的患难是因为我们作为神的儿女，这个世界是悖逆神的，那世界这个悖逆神的权势会来逼迫我们，我们在这之间的这个张力，这种患难，这里讲的是这个患难。
The suffering is talking about that we are God's children. However, the world is against God. And this is the consequence of being the God's children than to be against by the world. That's the suffering that we are talking about here.
最近发生的一件事大家可能知道，好像我们在这个投就是为这个澳大利亚是不是通过同性婚姻合法化这件事在投票。
We all know about that there's a same-sex marriage, votes in Australia.
我的女儿就是她刚18岁嘛，然后她想要投票，但是呢她的一个朋友就来跟她讲，我就是同性恋，那我认为你投票我就不能跟你做朋友了。
My daughter has become 18, so she have the right to vote, and she actually want to vote against this same-sex marriage. However, she has a friend and came to talk to her and said, I'm actually homosexual. If you vote against this law, that I cannot be your friend anymore.
作为一个年轻人，他很 struggle， 他回来，流泪，难过。他说：“妈妈，我怎么选择？”
Being a young lady, she actually very struggle. She's very worried, and she talked to me and say, "What can I do, mom?"
我说你需要祷告。我说你需要站在一个神的儿女的立场上来去考虑这个问题，你知道你会面对这样的问题，可能还会有很多很多的机会，因为你跟他们不同，因为你是上帝的儿女。
I told her, you need to pray, and you need to seriously consider this kind of situations, and you might face a lot of difficulties. However, being God's children, you might face this sort of situation is more in the future, but you need to understand how to make judgment being the sons and daughters of the Lord.
你与世界不同，这是造成这个患难的原因。
The difference between you and the world is the reason of the suffering.
如果世界都是爱上帝的，他就会爱我们，因为我们是上帝的儿女。但是如果世界都是悖逆上帝的，他就会恨我们。所以这个患难是从这里出来的。
If the world loves God, that they will love us because we are God's children. However, because the world is against God. That's why the world will hate us. That's the suffering's cause.
那在我们面临这样的患难的时候，圣经上告诉我们应该欢欢喜喜的。
However, the scripture told us, in this sort of suffering, we need rejoice.
为什么呢？他下面讲了原因哈，因为知道患难生忍耐。
Because we know that suffering produces perseverance.
忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。
Perseverance, character, character, hope, and hope does not disappoint us.
前几周我们 Kids Church 的小朋友在背一节经文哈，背这个雅各书的一章第二节哈，就是我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都当以为大喜乐。
Recently, our children in the Kids Church, they were trying to recite the verses from the Bible. It's from the book of James.
Yeah.
And verses.
Chapter
1, verses 2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
所以我跟我的孩子说，当你遇见这样的问题的时候，你要 consider it pure joy, 你要以为大喜乐。
So I encourage my daughter, whenever you face trials like this, consider it pure joy.
她说因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance.
忍耐这一个品格是非常非常重要的一个品格。
Perseverance is a very, very important character of Christians.
我记得我在这里跟大家分享过很多次了。学习操练我们的忍耐啊，这个忍耐，他说他要完成他的一个工作在我们身上。当我们通过这个忍耐，工作完成在我们身上的时候，我们才可以成全完备，毫无缺欠。
I remember I have been shared many, many times with brother and sister. Persevering is such an important character of our Christian life. Because has been, if you have practiced perseverance in your life, then you'll be able to make you perfect.
Yeah, make you mature and complete.
Make mature and complete.
我们现在的孩子们哈，我跟小孩子们也分享这个信息。我们现在的孩子们很少有这个忍耐的品格。
I always share with our children in the Kids Church, and it's actually a very rare character in these days, kids or young people of perseverance.
因为这个时代喜欢快餐。
Because fast food culture is a popular culture.
Two-minute noodles. 两分钟的快餐。
就像快食面一样。
我们都希望一切都快。
We want everything to be fast and quick.
小孩子的品格也是，他要什么就跟家长说 ，Mom, I want it now. 现在就要这个东西。
Yeah, even the kids then very have no patience at all. You know, they want something, they want it immediately.
所以忍耐这个品格，我也盼望是我们家长放在心里，要操练我们小孩子。我们在神的面前要操练这个品格，小孩子们一样要学习懂得忍耐。
I will encourage all the parents, and when you raise your kids, you should put how to train up in their perseverance as their characters. As being the God's children, we need to practice our perseverance in front of God, and we also need to do the same with our children.
好，神给了我们作为基督徒、神的儿女一个方法来锻炼我们的这一个品格啊。他说我们在患难中，神是允许一些患难临到我们的。
The Lord actually gave us a way or gave us a method that how can we practice our perseverance. It says during suffering.
他说通过患难的就生出忍耐来。
It says suffering produces perseverance.
忍耐就生出老练来。
And perseverance, character.
老练生出盼望来。
And the character will bring us hope.
当这一个忍耐成为我们的一个生命的本质的时候，
When the perseverance become one of our character,
我们对我们的盼望，我们就更有信心和耐心来等待我们所盼望的。
And we can hope for the we can hope for it patiently.
他说盼望不至于羞耻，什么叫不至于羞耻呢？
And they say hope does not disappoint us. What does it mean does not disappoint us?
当我们盼望的得不到的时候，我盼望错了。这个就带来了羞耻。
Sometimes if we hope for something that cannot come or is not true, that will disappoint us.
所以我常常跟弟兄姊妹们分享，我们的盼望不能够建立在 别人怎么样说上面。
So I always share with brother and sister that our hopes should not based on what other people said.
不能够建立在某些人讲的见证故事上面。
You cannot put your hope based on other people's testimony.
你只能把你的盼望建立在神的应许、神的话上面。
You can only put your hope based on God's promise.
当你的盼望建立在神的话上面的时候，你绝不至于羞耻。
When our hope is put on based on the Lord's words, we will never get disappointed.
所以下面讲到，他说，因为神所赐给我们的圣灵，将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
这个是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of Holy Spirit.
我们没有办法明白神的爱。
We can't understand God's love.
当圣灵的工作在我们心里的时候，我们开始体会神是爱我们的。
When the Holy Spirit is working on us, then we can realize that God loves us.
下面哈、第六节，他说：“因为我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。唯有基督在我们还是罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。”
You see, at just the right time when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this.While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
所以神的爱在一个点上向我们显明出来，那个点是基督在我们还是罪人的时候为我们死。
So God demonstrates His own love for us in one point, and this is Christ Jesus died for us.
我原来在中国曾经做过中学的老师哈。
I was used to be a teacher in the high school while I was in China.
我们学校是一个重点中学啊。
Our school is a famous high school.
你一定要考到一定的分数才能进到我们学校去读书的。
You need to be quite, you need to have a good academic record, results in order to be able to, get elected into our school.
那我们班呢，那时候有一个小男孩啊，我带他们，那时候他们也就是13、14岁的样子。
就是 a young boy in my class, he's about right, age of 13.
非常的淘气，不学习，成绩不好。
Very, very naughty and doesn't like to study at all.
我查了他的资料，后来其实我也去他家进做过家访。
And I went to his house for a visit.
那知道他是不是考到我们学校来的，是他爸爸妈妈花了很多的钱，花了很多赞助费，他才能够到我们学校来上学的。
So he actually was not selected into our school based on his good academic results. However, it's based his parents give a big donation to the school so he'd be able to come to our class.
他的父母是搞文艺的哈，经常出去演出啊，拍戏啊，不在家里面。他说他，我们所能做的就是把钱给他，然后让他能够受好的教育。
He come from a quite wealthy family. His parents always too busy to look after him and, you know, look after his daily study. And they said, the only we can do is we can give a big donation to the school and put him to the hand of the school so that hopefully he can be able to, study and learn and to be good.
那我跟他说呢，我说孩子，我说别人可以这样淘气哈，你没有权利这样淘气的，因为你的父母已经把他们能给你的都给了，他们能够尽力的就是在经济上支持你了，所以现在你再不好好学习，你就对不起他们，你对自己也不负责任。
So I told kids that you really have no rights to be lazy or naughty because your parents really entrust you to the schools, and the only support they can give you is in financially. So however, if you don't, you know, behave or study well, you really just cannot.
You can't help.
You don't deserve your parents' love, or something like that.
但是当我跟他这样谈的时候，其实他不高兴。
And when I told him this, he's really, really unhappy.
他觉得我在看低他。
He thinks I'm looking down to him.
那他常常不写作业，因为家里他说父母从来没有时间陪他做作业的。
He don't do his homework because he said my parents doesn't have time to do homework with me together.
当然，我说你都13岁了，你应该不需要别人陪你做作业了，你知道你可以做的。
I told him, you're already 13. You should be able to accomplish the homework by yourself. You don't need someone to be there with you.
当然那个时候我哎呀我是觉得这个孩子也蛮可怜的，因为真是回家里也除了家里有个保姆给他做饭给他洗衣服以外，他父母永远不在家的。所以那我就跟他定了一个怎么讲，一个协议吧，就是下了课以后他可以到我办公室写作业。
I actually feel very sorry for the kids because he's very poor in love and spirit, and he only got babysitters with him. When he go home, no one's there for him always. So I actually say, okay, then after school, you can come to my office, then you can do the homework there with me together.
那个时候我理解了这句话哈，什么叫穷的就剩下钱了。
That time I understand what you mean that you're so poor that you only got money.
除了钱什么都没有了。
You got nothing but your money.
那他有一段时间哈，他就跟着我一起在下了学就来跟我一起做作业，然后我给他准备晚饭。
There's time that he always come to my office and to do this homework in my office, and I prepare dinners for him.
然后他回家的时候作业做完了，他就不用担心了。
Then when he go home, his homework is accomplished, and he don't need to worry about that anymore.
那到年底的时候呢，过节的时候呢，他给我写了一个卡片来谢谢我。
At the end of the year, you know, like a new year, he actually wrote me a card to say thank you.
谢谢我能够有这么多时间来陪伴他。他说他能够知道我爱他。
He wrote that, thank you so much for all the times and efforts you have been staying with me. I know you love me.
那我说，就是在这一点上，当我陪伴你的时候，你可能体会到我爱你。但是，其实不是这一点才是爱，而是因为爱才有这一点。
So actually, I think it's so he realized the love from Pastor Heidi because she spent a lot of times with him together. So he understand the love based on her time and effort. However, it's not because that; it's because she loves him first that he'd be able to spend. He was willing to spend a time with him.
所以在我们人也是一样，我们不知道被某一个点触动了。我们就知道，哎呀，这个人是爱我的。其实这一个点只是那一个触动你的点，而其他的你大概不知道，其实在背后还有很多很多。
Sometimes we've always been touched by just one moment that we feel that we were loved. However, you don't know more behind that moment.
所以当我们理解神的爱的时候，我们不那么容易理解。但是基督在十字架上为罪人死这一件事，是我们需要被触动，需要被触摸的那一个点。
Sometimes we don't understand why God loves us. However, we all need to be touched and inspired and think when Christ died for us on the cross.
因为他说神的爱在此显明出来了。
Because he said God demonstrate his love through this.
如果我们连那一个显明的都不能够明白，那一个不显明的我们就更加没有办法明白了。
If we can't understand what God has demonstrated for us, that we cannot understand what others which cannot be demonstrated.
神当我们还是罪人的时候为我们死，这一件事我们能够体会它是神的爱，这一件事是圣灵把这个爱浇灌在我们心里边的。
We understand God's love through this. When we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And for this sort of thing, it's inspired by the Holy Spirit.
因为我听过有些弟兄姊妹讲说的，为什么为我死呢？两千年了快，他死跟我什么关系呢？他何必为我死呢？我又没让他为我死。
Sometimes we hear some people say, well, why Christ died for me? What sort of relationship that his death has anything related to me? I didn't ask him to die for me.
所以在显明的爱上面，我们的心都不能够体会。今天如果能体会，你要感谢神，那是神圣灵在你里面的工作。
So,In order to understand God's love through this, that we know that God loves us because Christ died for us. So we should be able to understand this love. And it can only be inspired to you through Holy Spirit. You can never understand by yourself.
但是通过这一个点，盼望着我们能够更加理解神从创世以来就对我们的爱。
However, through this, that Christ died for us, they will be able to understand God's love through creation.
因为他在所定的日期为罪人死。
Because at just at the right time that Christ died for the sinners.
因为这个日期是已经定了的。
Because this is the right time that has been destined by the Lord.
它不是一个突发事件，而是一个已经从创世以来就预备好了这一件事为我们死。所以神的爱在这里显明，不但他的死是爱，这一个计划整个这个过程中都有神的爱在里面。
Because that Christ died for us is not something that just happened. It is actually been planned by God from the first beginning and at the right time that Christ died for us. So through this that God demonstrates his love to us.
接下来第十节啊，他说，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既与和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
Chapter 10, when we were God's enemies, verses 10, when we were God's enemy, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son. How much more has been reconciled shall we be saved through his life?
我们都是爱我们的孩子的哈。
We all love our children.
如果你的孩子是软弱的，就是你说什么，他永远做不到，达不到你任何要求。
If your child is powerless and he is always very weak and he can never reach your standard,
他经常的犯错，
he always makes mistakes,
惹你发怒，
and then you make you angry.
然后他是你的仇敌，他跟你翻脸，他跟你，他不顺服，他不愿意听你的话，他甚至要离家出走。
And he's your, he's acting like your enemy. He's always rebel. He doesn't want to listen to you. He sometimes even don't want to stay at home.
你还爱他吗？
Do you still love your child?
我能够感觉到非常困难。
I actually found it very difficult.
我跟大家分享过，当我女儿teenager 的时候悖逆的时候，我真的觉得我非常的困难。
I shared with you before when my daughters was in her teenager's period, I was very struggled.
作为我们最爱的人，我们在这样的状况下我们都没有办法爱了，但是神是在我们在这样的状况下的时候为我们死的。
We found it difficult, like even for our beloved child, we were very difficult to love them when they rebelled us or you know, it's doesn't meet our standard. However, how can we understand that God died for us when we were still sinners?
所以主把他的心拿出来给我们看。
The Lord has put his heart and demonstrate his love for us.
圣经上说，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个更大的了。
People said, if you die for your friends, and there's no love bigger than this.
所以我们是在他的爱里边降服下来。
So we obey, so we fall for the love.In his love, we fall for his love.
我们今天信主，我们要知道，不是我们明白了一个道理。
We need to understand today, being a Christian is not because we understand a sort of truth.
不是一个理论。
It's not a theory.
我们认同了这个理论，所以我们来受洗了。
We agree with this theory, so we got baptized.
不是这样的。
It's not like
this. 你今天来受洗，成为基督徒，是要认识这一位救你的主。
Today we got baptized because we want to know this Lord who has saved you.
认识基督，这才是永生。
To know the Christ, it's eternal life.
不光是理论。
It's not just a theory.
我们是通过学习圣经来更加的认识他。
We know him more through studying the Bible.
但是，知识不足以使我们得救，认识他才是最重要的。
However, the knowledge is not good enough for us to be saved. To know him is the most important thing.
他的爱浇灌在我们里面的时候，才是我们面对今天和明天的力量。
When his love pours upon us, that's the strength that we can face tomorrow.
好，接下来他这里说哈， 不但如此，我们既借着我们主耶稣基督得以神和好，就借着他以神为乐。
So much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life. Not only so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以现在我们的状态是什么呢？我们不再是神的仇敌了。
So now we are not enemy of God anymore.
当我们是他的仇敌的时候，我们害怕。
When we were his enemy, we were scared.
所以圣经上说在爱里边就没有了惧怕。
So scripture said, there's no fear in love.
当我们明白神对我们的爱的时候，我们开始以神为乐。
When we understand God's love, that we rejoice in the Lord.
现在我们每一次举起手来祷告的时候，我们心里充满了平安和喜乐。
So every time we prayed with joy and peace.
平安和喜乐是我们蒙恩得救的，两个怎么讲，是个像个双胞胎一样的福分临到我们生命里的。
Joy and peace should come with the blessing after we got baptized.
我们从此以后心里有了平安，有了喜乐，即便在患难中，我们心里还是平安和喜乐的。
So we have joy and peace after we got baptized, even in suffering.
所以现在我们以神为乐了。
So we rejoice in God.
那这一段经文告诉我们，我们因信称义之后，我们过去的罪被赦免了，我们前面有着荣耀的盼望，我们今天有着圣灵与我们同在，来共度此生。
So after we got baptized, our sins are forgiven. We can rejoice in God, and we can have a glory hope in advance.
所以刚才我们说受洗不是一个结束哈。
So we said baptism is not the ending.
受洗是一个开始。
Baptism is the beginning.
是一个走上这一条蒙恩蒙福的路的一个开始。
Baptism is the beginning of your blessing life.
悔改不是一个结束了。
Repentance is not the end.
悔改是我们一生的功课。
Repentance is that our, lively, homework.
它是我们一生需要面对的问题啊。
Repentance is something we need to face in our whole life.
但是正是因为我们知道我们的主他是何等的爱我们，知道我们的主带给我们的恩典是何等浩大，所以我们才敢于去悔改。
Because we know that God loves us, because we know that how deep, His love for us, so that we'll be able to repent.
敢于去面对自我
so that we can face our self-conscience.
我想圣经两个功能，一方面让我们更加认识神，一方面让我们更加认识自己。
There's two things when we study the Bible. One is to know the God better, and the other is to know yourself.
你发现认识自我是非常困难的一件事情。
Sometimes we find very difficult to know yourself.
咱们身体上也是这样，你不照着镜子看不见自己，你看别人的时候都看得很好。
Sometimes you cannot know yourself if you don't look at the mirrors, but when you look at other people, you think you know them well.
所以圣经让我们来看自己，透过圣灵的感动光照来让我们认识自己，让我们可以真实的在他面前悔改。
The Bible is kind of like a mirror. When we read the Bible, we can know ourselves better, then we'll be able to repent when the Holy Spirit inspired us.
借着这个机会吧，我想，跟弟兄姊妹们，谈一件事情，这是我个人的悔改。
I would like to share my repentance story with brothers and sisters.
大概一年多以来，可能有一些弟兄姊妹们可以感受得到，我一直在一个属灵的低谷里边。
As some brothers and sisters might know that in the past one year, I was in a spiritual slow.
不管什么样的原因了，但是就是造成了我的一个状况，就是当我聚会的时候，带领聚会的时候，有时候我会迟到。
Despite of all those reasons, sometimes I'll be late when I went for a meeting.
甚至有两次聚会我都忘掉了，那个弟兄姊妹来电话我才敢去。
And sometimes I even just forgot the whole meetings at all, and I have to be reminded someone calls me, and I forgot, oh, I have a meeting today, so I have to go.
所以我个人必须在神面前来悔改，我真是觉得我愧对主的托付。
So I really have to repent in front of God because I'm really, really, guilty in front of Him.
但是我相信在人面前我也应该有这样的悔改。
But I also believe that I also, I should be guilty in front of Him, of people and brothers and sisters as well.
如果有哪一位弟兄姊妹们因为我的软弱，因为我的迟到，我的懈怠，而使你的信心，对你的信仰造成了，打击，造成了困惑，我很希望你来找我，我愿意当面向你道歉，请求你的饶恕。
I really want to apologize to those brothers and sisters if you ever, become stumble because of my laziness, because of my ignorance, because of anything that might cause you stumble. I would really appreciate that you can come to me and we can have a chat.
我不光是对你 apologize, 我要 ask forgiven. 我希望能够得到你的宽恕，所以我希望如果有这样情况的话，弟兄姊妹来可以来找我。
It's not I just want to apologize, but I really want to ask for your forgiveness and hope you can forgive me for everything I have done, to cause your stumbleness or cause any your worry or troubles. And please just come to me and we would love to have an open conversation.
今天是个好日子。
Today is a good day.
我们有这么多弟兄姊妹要受洗归主了。
We got so many brothers and sisters that will love to get baptized.Into the Lord.
我感谢主，刚才领诗的弟兄姊妹唱这首歌《奇异恩典》，让我回想我曾经，是如何走过的信仰的旅程。
I'm very touched when we just sing Amazing Grace and reminds me of how I got called by the Lord and how I have walked through the faith, the path of the faith.
我实在是知道神的恩典是够我们用的。
I know that.God's grace is enough for us.
所以现在，我跟我们的弟兄姊妹一样，我们是站在他的，我们可以进入现在所站的这个恩典里边，然后欢欢喜喜地盼望着神的荣耀。
So I know that I can stand in the grace, and I can be able to rejoice in the God's grace.
教会不是一个，和平美好的地方哈。
Church is sometimes it's not just some place that peaceful and always.
来教会里的人都是罪人。
Anybody come to the church is actually just sinners.
所以有人说一句话，我觉得很有道理哈，说好人都在监狱里边，罪人都在教会。
Sometimes people say all the good people is in the prison and all the sinners in the church.
因为在监狱里的人都说我冤枉，我没罪。
Because everybody in the prison they say I'm not guilty, I'm innocent.
但是教会里边的人都会说我有罪，我愿意悔改。
But everybody in the church will say I'm a sinner, I'd love to repent.
相信主的爱。相信你在主面前的真实的悔改。神说在约翰一书里讲哈，他说我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
多少年我们不敢面对自己啊。
For how many years that we don't want to face ourselves?
我们想把自己装扮得漂亮一点，好一点，让别人能够接受我们，尊重我们。
We actually want to pretend to be someone good, and we want to, even, you know, do a little bit makeup that we want people to respect us and think we are a good person.
在信仰里面，我觉得我很感谢主的就是我终于可以真实的面对我自己了。
In our faith, and I finally face myself.
我不好。
I'm not good.
但是我知道神悦纳了我。
But I know God will forgive me and He loves me.
我知道我是被他所爱的。
I know he loves me.
所以才有这样的坚强，能够面对明天的生活。
So I'll be able to be strong because he is able, so I can face tomorrow.
盼望着我们在信仰里边也能够都真实起来啊。
Hopefully that we can have a true faith.
如果我们在信仰里边再搞虚假的东西，那个真的是太遗憾了。
It's very regretting that we even want to be a hypocrite in our faith.
所以我记得牧师常常说这句话，我是很认同，就是我们可能还不是一个好的信徒，但是我愿意做一个真实的信徒。
I remember our pastor Daniel always said, even though I might not be a good Christian yet or good believers yet, but I want to be a true believer.
所以今天也是借着这个机会来鼓励我们要受洗的弟兄姊妹哈。
So today I would love to take the chance and to encourage the brother and sister who is going to get baptized.
我相信你们接受基督的救赎的时候都曾经有过悔改。
I truly believe that when you accept Jesus as your Lord and you all have a truly repentant heart.
希望这一个真实的悔改能够伴随你一生啊。
I hope this truly repentance will accompany in your whole life.
不要等到过了一段时间我们都成了基督徒，我们就主日来一来教会，然后我们就不见了。
And don't become a Sunday Christians. Just come to on Sunday and then forget about anything after we left the church.
真实的从主那里领受的爱，从主那里领受的感动，希望这个感动能够伴随你的一生。
And the true love and the true Holy Spirit received from the Lord will accompany in your whole life.
所以今天这一段经文让我们知道，我们过去的罪被赦免了，我们前面有着荣耀的盼望，我们在这一生中有着圣灵，有着耶稣基督陪伴你走过这一生，我们是蒙福的。
We know we are blessed because our sins are forgiven, because we know we have hope, the glory hopes and waiting for us. We know we are blessed and we are God's children.
在每一天的日子里啊，盼望我们能够凭着信心走过每一天的道路，这样你就可以经历神。
Hopefully we can walk by faith so that we can experience the true God.
我非常赞同有一个牧师讲的话，他说现在教会的一个普遍的问题是因为我们的信仰太肤浅。
I remember this one pastor said, the problem in the daily church is we have a shallow faith.
肤浅的原因不是理论不够。
It's shallow because we don't have enough theory or the knowledge.
肤浅的原因是我们不拿神的话去操作。
It's shallow because we don't practice our faith.
当你把神的话拿过来用在你的生命当中的时候，那一个信仰那一个真理才能够往下扎根。
When we put the God's words into our daily practice, then that's a strong, that's how we've got a good foundation, a strong foundation of our faith.
当我们说饶恕的时候
，When we say we want to forgive,
如果你从来没有饶恕过一个人的话，你不会体会什么叫做饶恕。
If you never forgive anybody, what do you understand forgiveness is?
你知道饶恕中要舍己。
And you know you need to deny yourself when you forgive.
而且饶恕中要凭着信心，主啊，这是因为你说的，所以我愿意。
To be able to forgive is based on the faith of the Lord's commandment, because Lord, you said you want us to forgive so that I'll be able to forgive others.
当你有过这样的经历的时候，你的信仰才能够深入下去。
When you have those kind of experience, you will have a strong foundation of your faith.
所以也鼓励我们新受洗的弟兄姊妹，有了神的话就去遵行。
So that we encourage our brothers and sisters, and if you know God's commandment, and you need to follow.
你们的挣扎不特殊，因为我们也是在这里边挣扎过来的。
If you struggle, don't get panic because we all struggle.
我们很愿意有机会，我们互相来分享。如果你遇见问题的话，找我、找牧师、找你前面的弟兄姊妹来分享你的挣扎。我们一起走这一条道路。
If you have any struggle in your faith, we would love to share with all the brothers and sisters, the pastors, and we would love to work together with you to go through all the struggles.
盼望我们的信仰能够真实起来啊。
Hopefully we can have a true faith.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你把这样的福音，赏赐给我们。
Thank you, you give us such a good gospel.
这真的是我们生命中的好消息。
This is such a good, good news for our life.
我们因着你的缘故，可以与神相合了。
We can reconcile because of you.
我们从此不再站在罪人站在与神敌对的立场上。
So we are not God's enemy anymore.
我们知道我们站在你的爱你的恩典里边可以以你为乐。
We know we can rejoice in the positions of your grace and your love.
把你面前的众儿女特别是今天要受洗的八位弟兄姊妹切切地交托在你的手中。
We'd love to put all the brothers and sisters in your hands, especially the eight who's going to get baptized today.
祈求你的圣灵运行在我们中间，将神的爱浇灌在我们里面。
May your Holy Spirit walk among us. May your love poured upon us.
使我们能够深深地体会你的爱，也使我们能够回应你的爱。
So that we can know what your love and we can respond to your love.
使我们一生可以降服在你的面前，你引导保守我们前面的道路。
So we can obey you in your whole life and you lead us in our life.
求你施恩赐福给下面的时间。
May your grace be with us.
我们这样的祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.